Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC, made on Varick Street.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Let me take you on a tour of the Schaefer Homestead, an audio tour of our audio devices. Let's head first into the kitchen, where we have this little old Bose radio with a wire hanging off it so I can attach my iPod. Proceed upstairs, and we've got an old compact stereo system that we hardly ever use anymore. The kids' rooms each have a portable iPod dock. And in our room, we've got a wired iPod dock. And then back downstairs to the living room. Here, we have a new Blu-ray player that we got for Christmas, which I'm told somehow plays music, although I have no idea how. Now, maybe your home is also full of audio devices that don't talk to each other. Well, Elliot Van Buskirk, editor of Evolver.fm, is joining us now on Soundcheck to tell us why he believes that now is the time for a home audio revolution. Hey, Elliot.
Hey, John. How's it going?
Is there something out there for me so that I don't have all these different things cluttering up my home?
Well, the problem that you're facing is one that many of us do, and, you know, you're the host of a very popular music program, and so I assume music's important to you, and that just...
I can't stand the stuff.
Judging from the setup of your house, it's very fragmented, and this is how, you know, this is how it is for many of us. And the comparison I've been using is, like, you know, would the CD have taken off if you needed to buy a Sony CD player to play something from Sony Music's record label? Or, you know, we assume that you can take a CD and drop it into any CD player, and that's just not the case for these so-called more evolved solutions. But I'm thinking this is going to change this year. We're going to really see this start heating up.
Why hasn't it happened yet? I mean, we've been digital for over a decade now.
Yeah, I think for a while everything was moving towards portables and headphones, and I think we've all pretty much got a handle on that.
Right.
And excitingly, a lot of us are using smartphones for that, which are connected. Now that we're getting used to all those services, you know, whatever your favorite apps and internet radio stations, and you know, whether you listen to RDO or Spotify or one of those music subscriptions, all that stuff is now coming into the home.
So is that the golden goal here, to get digital music to play throughout your devices, throughout your home, without a lot of wires?
Without a lot of wires, and without a lot of work, and without a lot of headaches. Apple is one early mover on this. If you use iTunes or an iPhone or even Android, I've found apps that will work from Android to Apple AirPlay, which is a little weird. But you can pretty simply and inexpensively beam music to multiple speakers throughout your home, whether they're actual AirPlay speakers, which you can buy, or you get an AirPort Express, connect that to any speakers, you know, the ones that you have in the attic even can be brought into this modern era. So I like that solution. If you want to take things a little more seriously, Sonos has been doing this forever. I think it must have been 10 years ago I was calling Sonos the iPod of the home, and they're still sort of the leader for if you want to take things a step up from, you know, this fragmented world that you're dealing with all these docks and cables and wires. If you want to sort of skip AirPlay and skip all that and just upgrade your whole setup, including with speakers and setting up a whole secondary wireless network in your home that you don't really have to worry about. Sonos brings the music in over your normal internet connection, but then it has its own network, so you're not on your own Wi-Fi thing. You have your own, like, music wireless network that doesn't interfere.
That sounds, Elliot, super convenient and possibly super expensive.
It's definitely more expensive than a lot of people expect, in part because you have to buy a Zone Bridge, which doesn't even play music. So that's the thing that... you know, that helps drive up the cost a little bit. But, you know, if you ask anybody who uses it, people are generally pretty happy with it once they, you know, if they do decide to spend that extra money. And it lets you control your music from your computer, any phone, And it works great. You can start playing it with your phone and leave the house, and the music keeps going.
So now both Sonos and AirPlay are already out there, have been out there for a while. Why do you think this is the year of the home audio revolution? Is there something new coming down the pike?
Yeah, it seems like all the other big players are waking up to this, finally. I mean, I kind of can't believe it's taken this long. But Google is selling a $35 Chromecast device that can play music through your television. I bet they're going to do a more robust music thing to compete with Apple AirPlay. Spotify, many people's favorite service, they recently announced that they are going to have their own wireless protocol, so there will be Spotify speakers that will just play Spotify, and you can control that with your phone or your computer or your tablet. And then my sort of dark horse favorite is this thing called Qualcomm AirPlay. Qualcomm's been trying to figure out how to do this for a while. What I like about AllPlay is, and I hope I'm not getting too technical, it's based on an open source thing called AllJoin.
I'm gonna have to say yes, you are getting too technical. My eyes have already glazed over.
I'm so sorry, but let me just say that this would be like a way for all this stuff to talk to each other if everybody decided to get on board with it.
So it strikes me that with the Spotify thing, that's only going to work for Spotify. It's not going to be, you know, useful for all the other devices that are not Spotify enabled in my home. Will this Qualcomm thing, it would require Spotify and Google and all the other players to buy into their idea, right?
Yeah, and so far they've got Panasonic, which isn't exactly a lightweight, Altec Lansing, which makes probably some of the iPod docks in your kids' rooms. They're on board with this, and Panasonic seems really excited. They said that, you know, they're saying at CES that they're going to release even more of these than the ones they're showing right now.
All right, now I'm glad you mentioned CES. That's the International Consumer Electronics Show, which takes place every year in Las Vegas and is happening this week as we speak. So have you heard any rumblings coming from there?
It seems like one of the big trends. You know, every year we technology journalist types, that's the big game, is to figure out, like, what is CES about this year? And definitely this music in the home, digital music in the home, is a big part of it.
So faced with this thicket of choices and competing choices that at this point don't play nicely with each other, what is a young person to do, someone of the generation who has grown up without wires and speakers and stereos, but instead has grown up on increasingly smaller, more portable devices, headphones that have in recent years become like big business and have great sound? How do we get that generation to buy into this idea?
Well, I think it's just something that will happen. I refuse to believe that in the future we're all going to sit around in our homes either watching a television or listening to music on our headphones. I think it's just, there's no way that music fans are just going to stop listening to music in the home.
And for the generation that did grow up with huge stereo systems and big honking speakers, how do we get them to buy into the idea that a little device next to your TV might be all that you need?
Well, to them I say, welcome to digital music, because if you're the type of person who does like to have a nice set of speakers and cue something up with a remote and sit in a nice couch and really pay attention to what you're listening to, this is something that's now possible with digital music and not just with, you know, records and CDs. I would caution these people, or I would uncaution them, should I say. Don't be afraid. The people who sell these wireless music systems for the home are very aware that you have never used one before, and they make it as easy as possible to get everything set up. It's really something that people can do.
All right, so maybe at this time next year I will have a home free of wires, but I doubt it. Elliot Van Buskirk is the editor of Evolver.fm, joins us on Soundcheck pretty regularly to talk tech with us. And Elliot, Happy New Year. Thanks for being with us.
Great to talk to you, John.
Soundcheck is a production of WNYC in New York. Find out more about our show at soundcheck.org or just download the new WNYC mobile app. I'm John Schaefer. This is Soundcheck.